Oh my god. Hey, look out!
Taking your eyes off the road for even a single second can mean the difference between life and death for all those around you.
You're just hearing a snippet from the award-winning 2016 video contest that is held every year. This is actually the 17th year where the Department of Motor Vehicles teams up with Travelers, and they have high schools across the state of Connecticut enter into the Teen Safe Driving video contest. This year, first place went to a student team, which you just heard there, at Norwich Free Academy. But some of our schools, even here in our listening area, also got some accolades, including runner-up going to a team at Platt Technical High School in Milford. And Wilton High School was awarded for the most submissions. But let's talk about the importance of this video contest in general. Joining us back on the show, love chatting with him, DMV Commissioner Tony Guerrera is here. Commissioner Guerrera, welcome back and congratulations to the many schools that participated. It sounds like you got way more submissions this year than even last.
Yes. Good morning, Melissa. Always good talking to you. And you always are so good to help spread the word out there. And yes, we had more than 400 students, Melissa, from 25 high schools that participated this year. Over 160 videos.
Yeah, I totally dropped the ball on this one, and I have no problem admitting this one, Commissioner, because I was so honored that your team had asked if I would judge the final submissions. And I don't know how in the world, between April break and all the things going on with my kid, that I totally missed the deadline, all of that. Your team was super gracious about it. Would love to be considered again next year. But let's go to the 160 videos. Now, again, they're quick videos, but my gosh, I mean, it's first of all, I don't envy the team that goes through all of them, because I don't know how you choose, honestly. But what would you say were some of the biggest themes that came out of this year's video submissions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I was able to participate on, obviously, giving the awards out and reviewing some of the top 10 videos. And it really goes to that, how students talk to each other, Melissa. That's what I got out of it, saying that, you know, we're getting into the vehicle, put the phone down, let's not be distracted, and let's make sure that we pay attention to the roadway. And, you know, there are some that were, you know, that showed, like, different crashes that happened and, you know, the unfortunate incidents that happened, that a phone call may get to a parent or whatever it is, and it's so heartbreaking. But those are true incidents, right, that we have to be realistic out there. And I think that this year showed that students want to make sure that it's just not, you know, something that we put on a video for fun and games, but the consequences if we don't listen or see for our own eyes that what can happen to individuals when they get into a vehicle and they are distracted.
It's so interesting, Commissioner Guerrero, because we talk about distracted driving, and look, we have horrible driving behavior, not just in Connecticut, but across the country, and it really skyrocketed during the pandemic. And so, you know, you've got speed enforcement cameras in towns, and people aren't happy about it, not all towns, but a handful. And I know we got cameras going on the highways, and we're trying to get more and more advertising out in PSAs about slow down, move over, and things like that. And what's amazing is all of these things that we do, whether it's speeding, whether it's not merging correctly, you know, whatever, they're all preventable. I think that's the biggest thing here. And so the fact that you've got high schoolers who are recognizing that the phone is a problem, having too many kids in the car is a problem, just the fact that you've only been driving a car for a couple of months, so you don't know it all. I think that is what was fascinating. When I watched the videos of the finalists and the people who won awards and were recognized, and then I looked at even past years, but the ones this year really focused on the fact that it's preventable. You know, keeping the phone down and not having kids in the car, especially when you're a young driver, that to me is significant. If we can get 16-year-olds to recognize that, man, it'd be great to be able to get 36-year-olds like myself to recognize that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, Melissa. Again, you hit the nail right on the head. And it's funny you say that because, you know, even, you know, Governor Ned Lamont has even said that, you know, having more students participate in this program really spreads the word out there. And let's be honest, Melissa, we're, you know, I'm a parent, a grandparent, you're a parent. We can say it till the cows come home. But sometimes when it comes from their own peers, it seems as though has a better, you know, it stays with them a little bit longer compared to, oh, mom and dad are just, you know, here we go again at the dinner table talking about buckling up and making sure we're putting the phone down. But, you know, when it's their best friends telling them to do that, maybe they're like, you know, maybe mom and dad are right.
Yeah, exactly. There was actually a part of this video. I'm going to play it really quickly for people. And by the way, I'm going to link these videos to the commissioner's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com, so you can watch them. Again, I think it's really insightful. You've got three guys in the car. Okay, these are three high schoolers sitting in the car. You heard the driver who talks about distracted driving. I love what the passenger says. Take a listen to this.
He's being a responsible co-pilot. Riding shotgun means being a responsible co-pilot.
I didn't cut it off the right way. But being shotgun means you're a responsible co-pilot. Why that stood out to me, Commissioner, is because we talk about, oh, we want to ride shotgun. I don't know about you, but that was always something that I wanted to do, whether it was against my other four siblings, whether it was with my girlfriends, whatever. A riding shotgun is like this, like rite of passage. For whatever reason, if you're in the front seat, you are the person. But it's amazing because we don't, when we're in high school and even as adults, we don't look at that as that you are as responsible as the driver, almost like empowering whoever is in the front seat or even whoever's in the back seat, that you have responsibility in this vehicle as well. So if you recognize that your driver is picking up a phone to check a text, it is your job to be like, absolutely not. I'm getting out of this car. I don't feel safe with you doing that. I loved what he said there. I thought that was honestly the most telling of the entire video.
Melissa, you're absolutely right. And it's so funny listening to that because, again, I'm much older than obviously many of the students that participate here. But back when I took my test, Melissa, it said that I can remember this distinctively, that the instructor said any passenger in the vehicle, all right, has to understand that the driver is the one that you need to listen to. You cannot, as a passenger, distract the driver, all right? You have to participate when they're driving. And that was back in the mid to late 70s, Melissa. And now listening to it today really brings it all home. And you're so right on this.
Well, that's probably why you're the commissioner of the DMV, because if you can remember what was on your test in the 1970s, that's pretty impressive. I don't remember what was on my test, admittedly, but it's true. I don't think I ever looked at, you know, so we coined the phrase backseat driver. Nobody likes a backseat driver, right? But it's funny because I think we're even changing that language, Commissioner, to where you're empowering backseat drivers. In the moment, I can't stand it when my son calls me out in the back seat. But in the long run, I love the fact that he can identify already at 7 years old. That's not safe driving. That's not a good idea. Don't do that. I don't feel comfortable. I love that we're changing that. And so if the idea is you're riding shotgun, you're responsible to make sure that your driver's not getting distracted, that's the kind of language we should be. And that's the kind of mindset we should be at least thinking about this next generation. Absolutely.
And it's funny, Melissa, because really think about it, right? It's the other day I'm in my vehicle, all right, and I'm with somebody about my age. I don't want to tell you how old I am, but I did tell you I have grandkids already, right? So, again, but it was funny because when the individual sat next to me and I was about to back up out of the spot, they put themselves, they leaned themselves back against the seat so I could see through the side mirrors also. Do you know what I'm saying? So they understand that he is the driver. I have to participate to make it as easy as possible when he's behind the wheel there, not to interrupt him or confuse that driver.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think that these types of contests are really, to me, this is what resonates with young drivers. Honestly, I think these are the things that they're going to remember when they get behind the wheel of a car. You and I have talked about before, mock crashes, I think, mean so much more than any driver's ed crash. I should say class, rather. I think that those out-of-the-classroom experiences are what matter and really stick with these students. And so I'm so glad to see in the 17th year of the Teen Safe Driving video contest that there was such a response. Again, there were more than 400 students from 25 high schools across the state participating, submitting 160 videos, which is just amazing. And I'm going to also link, as I mentioned, the website for you at home to watch some of those videos. I think you'd be inspired. What I think we need to do next, Commissioner Guerrera, is do an adult contest. Maybe we don't have to make money or anything, but we have to do some kind of adult contest, because that's, if we could get the next generation of drivers, that's great. But in the here and now, let me tell you, we got some major issues with speeding and merging and distracted driving, and it drives me cuckoo in the big old blue, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I also want to give a shout out to the travelers too, because they were a big part of this, about giving the monies and the cash and all the prizes, you know, $25,000 in cash, you know, I mean, overall, to help, you know, all the students and the schools that participated in this. So again, it's a great collaboration between travelers and us. And, you know, people like yourself too, Melissa, seriously, you know, you spreading the word out there. You want to be involved. I could tell just by your tone that you care about this, and you want to make sure that, you know, everyone understands that this is a serious issue and we all can make a big change to help, you know, keeping our roads safe for our teens and for adults too.
Totally. Totally. I agree. Absolutely, Commissioner. While I have the DMV Commissioner here, Tony Guerrera, I did have to ask about one other DMV-related story. Connecticut is going to be launching a mobile driver's license program. So this is a digital version of your license, kind of like how you have Apple Pay. Some of you have, you know, your credit cards on your phone, right? That's what we're talking about, like a digital version of your license on your phone, Commissioner?
Absolutely. And thank you for that question, Melissa. You know, ever since the governor became governor, Governor Ned Lamont, he always wanted a change to the Department of Motor Vehicle. One was the appointment system, and then making sure that we do things online. And one other thing that, you know, he wanted us to put out there was a mobile ID, which is downloading your license on your phone. Now, again, Melissa, this is an option. If Melissa wants to do it or Tony Guerrera wants to do it, you have the capability of putting that license on your phone. So therefore, just like your credit cards or your debit card or tickets that you may get at the concert, it's on your phone. So that way you don't have to, you know, when you go, you're going out traveling, you can just use your phone like you do for everything else. You show your ID and it pops up on your phone. You go through TSA. TSA is going to accept it also. We've been dealing with obviously, with that authority over the last year here, and they're going to accept it for traveling. But again, it's always going to be an option for you to use if you decide to do it.
But if you get pulled over by the police, they still need a physical license, right?
Right now, at this time, yes, you should have your physical license with you. All right, in regards to when you get pulled over by a police, because right now they won't accept that. But that's not to say in the future maybe they will accept it, depending on the criteria of what is on that phone.
And as far as the rollout is concerned, this is a separate, like a standalone mobile app that you guys are using, right?
Yeah, it's an app that you download, and then you'll be able to obviously put your license on that app, and you can use it for, you know, again, if it's a package store, Melissa, if it's something at a concert to show your ID so you don't want to bring in your wallet, you know, just the conveniency of you to have it.
Oh, I love the idea of it, Commissioner, personally. I never thought because I'm not a tech savvy person, I never thought I'd even like Apple Wallet, but it has become a huge lifesaver, like a huge lifesaver for me. So the idea of having my license, if I go to the airport and I forget it, to have it digitally is great. And honestly, I usually leave my license in the car, and I don't plan on getting pulled over by any cops. But hey, if it happens, I'll have it physically in the car. So that's good to know. When is it rolling out?
Well, hopefully in the next few months, we should have some great news that we'll be rolling it out, you know, but again, just to touch upon what you said, it's so many people keep their licenses in their car, you know, Melissa, and that is why it's nice that you'll be able to download it on your phone while you have the hard license in your vehicle. If you're going into a restaurant, like you said, or an establishment to have a drink or whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah. And I'm notorious. I am that friend in the friend group that forgets the license. So I'm the one who drinks the Coca-Cola while everybody else is having like a celebratory drink together. I am the odd bottle out because I forget my license. That is a standing joke in our family. So
there you go. So
yeah.
Again,
so thanks for that. Thank you, Commissioner Guerrera. Thanks for not making me the butt of a joke going forward. So I look forward to seeing an update whenever that rolls out. But I think that's exciting for, again, if you want to opt into having a mobile driver's license on your phone, you will be able to do that sooner rather than later. And we'll keep you posted as to when they officially roll that out. Commissioner Guerrera, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for giving us the time on WICC. Always. We really do appreciate it.